Good morning.
弟兄姊妹们早安。
Let's tune the organ this morning. God is good.
God is good all the time.
Once again, God is good.
God is good all the time.
Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
Time to praise.
Hallelujah.
This is the day, the cold day the Lord has made.
I will rejoice in it.
Okay, that needs some tuning.
我们需要调一下音。
God is good.
All the time.
Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
Time to praise.
Hallelujah.
This is the cold day the Lord has made.
I will rejoice.
Amen.
Amen.
I really appreciate all of you so much.
我真是谢谢大家，我谢谢大家的配合。
We have much ground to cover this morning.
今天早上我们要交通许多的点。
Appreciate the songs that our brother has chosen for us to sing.
我们感谢主，弟兄选了那首诗歌。
We're going to deal with some motives this morning.
今天早上我们就是要求主检查我们的心，来对付我们心里面的动机。
I believe that the Lord Jesus is continually looking at why we do the things that we do.
我相信主耶稣一直要在看一件事，就是看我们心里面做一件事情，为什么要去做那件事。
What is very important?
重要的是什么呢?
But why we do things even more important.
做什么事当然很重要,但是为什么做那件事更重要?
I remember many years ago, my little boy walked in with a bouquet of flowers that he had just picked.
我记得几年以前有一个男孩子拿了一束花,他在采到一束花来见我。
He looked up and he says, Mommy, I love you.
他说妈妈我爱你。
Immediately my wife recognized where the flowers had come from.
这是他的孩子，我那人很快就知道这花从哪里来的。
Our neighbor had a very choice flower garden.
我们的邻居有一个非常美丽的花园。
And he had picked them from that garden.
他的花是从邻居那里拔来的。
What did she do?
那他做我的那人做了什么反应呢?
She saw what he had done.
她当然看见了这个孩子做的事情是什么。
But she also saw why he was doing it.
但是她也看见这个事情背后那个心是什么。
She knelt and she said, Oh, thank you for the lovely, lovely flowers.
当然母亲就对孩子说哦谢谢你这花实在是太好了。
We need to go next door to our neighbor.
我们要到邻居那里去。
And she clarified things immediately.
她把事情很快的就把它弄清楚了。
They're very gracious because they loved him too.
当然邻居是非常的有恩典，他们也欢喜这个孩子。
So we reckon with the fact that God is all the time reading why we do the things that we do.
所以我们要认识一件事情，我们的神一直是要检查我们心里面做事情，为什么要去做那些事。
I've got good news for you.
早晨我有好消息告诉你。
Even the wrong things you do, God sometimes sees the motive.
有的时候事情做得不对，但是感谢主，他看我们的动机如果是对的话。
He's a gracious, loving father.
他是一个蛮有恩典的爱我们的父亲。
What are the motives?
我们的动机是什么呢?
There are basically three motives we want to look at this morning.
在我们的动机里面我们要看有三种类型。
Most of you will recognize the motive of fear.
头一个动机就是惧怕或者敬畏这一个。
Fear of what may happen or what we might lose.
我们会惧怕什么事情会发生，我们会失去什么。
Another very strong motive is hope.
另外一个很重要的动机在我们心里面就是盼望或者希望什么。
And the motive of love.
还有一个动机就是出于爱。
Almost everything we do has its source in fear, hope, or love.
每一件事情我们去做的时候，总是出于或者是因为惧怕或者敬畏或者是希望盼望，也或者是出于一个爱心。
This morning we're going to look into a portion where Jesus deals with the motives in some of his disciples.
今天早上我们要来看主耶稣如何对付他门徒们的动机。
If you would turn to Matthew chapter 18,
我们请弟兄姊妹翻到马太福音第18章。
Here we have the story in chapter 19, beginning with verse 16.
第十九章的第十六节。
The rich young ruler.
一个年轻富有的官。
I believe that the Lord has a way of looking into his heart when he comes to see him.
我们相信主他能够看见一个人的心，当一个人到他面前来的时候。
It will help us if we will recognize that there are basically two kinds of fear.
我们如果明白这个惧怕，有两类的惧怕，我们就容易明白这个事情。
There's an imposed fear.
有一种惧怕是加在我们身上，没有选择的，这个惧怕临到我们。
All the circumstances around us sometimes impose fear upon us.
我们周围的环境有的时候把惧怕、恐惧加在我们的身上。
We tune on the radio or the television and we see the world condition today.
我们把电视机或者收音机打开，我们就收到这个世界上许多害怕的这个新闻。
Never before have we faced such fear all over the world.
在全世界从来没有受到如此的这种恐怖和惧怕。
It is imposed.
这种惧怕和恐怖是加在我们身上的。
I heard last week that in the Bible there are 350 times, 56 times it says, fear not, fear not, fear not.
上一个礼拜我听到有人做这个统计，圣经里面说到不要惧怕，不要惧怕，说了365次。
That's one for every day in the year.
所以每一天都可以告诉我们不要惧怕。
So, even the Lord says, fear not on occasions.
甚至在某些情况中主也说不要惧怕。
But I want you to see that there is another kind of fear that we need to understand.
但是我想告诉弟兄姊妹，还有另外一种惧怕是我们该了解。
I call this a chosen fear.
这种是我们选择，我们选择要去敬畏惧怕。
You'll turn in your Bible to the book of Proverbs.
我们请翻到箴言书。
Chapter 1.
第一章
We get a good distinction between. In chapter 1, beginning with verse 26.
这里我们看见有两种的惧怕。我们先从26节开始。
Let's go back to 25.
我们读25节。
But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof.I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh.
箴言书一章二十五节，凡轻弃我一切的劝诫，不肯受我的责备，好像不太对。Proverbs 1:25. Yeah, okay.
Verse 27.
27节
When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you,
惊恐临到你们好像狂风，灾难来到如同暴风，急难痛苦临到你们身上。
Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early.But they shall not find me.
那时你们必呼求我，我却不答应；恳切地寻找我，却寻不见。
Here are the external fears that are imposed. But look at verse 29.
这里就是外来的恐惧临到我们，请看29节。
For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord.
因为你们恨恶知识，不喜爱，不选择敬畏耶和华。
It is my deep conviction you can tell much about an individual's attitude.
我心里面有一个很深切的负担，你就是看每一个人他有不同的态度。
Do they have a genuine reverence and fear of the Lord?
他们对于神是不是有一个真实的敬畏和尊敬呢？
There's such a light manner in which people talk about God.
当人讲到神的时候，讲得这么轻忽，这么轻率。
They talk about the man upstairs.
他们说那个是楼上的那一位。
I know immediately.They do not have a reverence or a fear of the Lord.
我立刻就知道这个人这样说，他必定对神没有敬畏的心。
He is the worthy one.
他是配得我们尊敬的那一位。
The more we come to know him, the more we choose to rightly reverence and fear him.
我们越认识他，我们就越敬畏他，我们到他面前来越遵从他。
So I suggest that there is an imposed fear that the whole world and God's people face because of external situations.
当然我知道对于神的儿女，对整个的世界有许多外来加在我们身上的恐惧。
But the more we walk with God, there is a choosing to reverence and fear him.
但是我们越与主同行，我们里面就越有一种对神发出的敬畏。
In verse 7 of chapter 1 we read this.
在第一章第七节我们是这样读的。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction.
敬畏耶和华是知识的开端，愚妄人藐视智慧和训诲。
You will discover many places in the Word of God where we're exhorted in a rightful sense. Look at verse 33.
我们请读31节。
But whosoever hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil.
主的话能建立我们，所以他说必吃自己的果子，充满自赦的计谋。
Chapter 2, verse 5.
第二章第五节。
Then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God.
你就明白敬畏耶和华得以认识神。
Simply wanting to say to you this morning that there is no fear generally in the world today of God.
我愿意这样说，在今天的普遍的世界上，没有多少对神的敬畏。
And because there is not that proper fear, there is much fear of circumstances and situations imposed.
正因为人不敬畏神，不惧怕神，反而在他们的生活中有许多的恐惧加在他们的身上。
Look back at Psalm chapter 34.
我们再请看诗篇第34篇。
Verse 4, chapter
34. 34篇第四节。
I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears.
我曾寻求耶和华，他就应允我，救我脱离了一切的恐惧。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him.
耶和华的圣名啊，你们应当敬畏他，因为敬畏他的一无所缺。
So we are establishing the fact this morning that there are fears that impose, but there is the fear that we choose, a reverential fear.
所以今天早晨我们头一点说得很清楚了，有一种恐惧是加在我们的身上，有一种的敬畏和惧怕是我们选择要这样的敬畏神。
Now in chapter 18 of Matthew, we get a glimpse of this in the rich young ruler.
我们再回到马太福音第十七章，我们来看看这一个年轻富有的官。
When I look into the life of the rich young ruler,
当我来看这一个年轻富有的官他的生命的时候，
I recognize that there was fear that was moving him.
我发现在他的心中有一个惧怕。
What do the future have?
他怕说将来要如何呢？
And there was hope that was moving him.
那也有一个希望在他的心中。
Verse 16 begins.
第十九章的第十六节。
And behold, one came, the rich young ruler came and said, "Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?"
我看这里有一个人来见耶稣说, 夫子, 良善的夫子, 我该做什么善事才能得永生?
I want you to notice for a moment
我盼望你能够注意一件事,
that all of us have an outer stage that we'll allow people to look at.
我们每一个人都有一个外表是让人家看到的。
We very rarely let anyone go backstage in our heart.
我们的人生有一个前台, 但是我们不大愿意让人家到后台来看我们真正的情形。
Jesus has a very unique way of dealing with the outer stage.
主他有一个独特的方式, 他能够来对付人这个表面所看见的事物。
And the very words that the rich young ruler speaks reveal quite a bit.
这个年轻的富有的官一开口说话就已经暴露他自己的实情。
He's saying, "Good teacher."
他说善良的夫子。
Immediately Jesus says, "If I am merely a teacher, don't call me good."
他说主就跟他马上说，你如果说我是夫子是老师，你不要叫我是善良的夫子。
The young man does not know him as God and Lord.
当然，年轻人这个富有的官并不认识主耶稣就是主就是神。
So he says, verse 17,
所以17节说,
"Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments."
那么耶稣就对他说, 你为什么以善事问我? 只有一位善的, 你为什么说我是良善除了神以外, 没有一个良善, 你要进入永生就当遵守诫命。
The rich young ruler is typical of all people who do not really know the Lord.
这个年轻的官是非常典型的一个人,并不真正认识主。
He wanted to do something to recommend himself to God.
他想要行善事,把自己推荐给神。
We who know the Lord realize that it's not a matter of our doing.
我们凡是认识主的人都知道,我们到主面前来不是靠我们的行为。
The key word for us is it's been done.
我们所得到那个重要的字就一切都已经成了。
He has paid the price and made the way. It is all done.
主已经付了最高的代价,他已经开了道路,一切都成了。
Let's see how he deals with the young ruler.
那我们看看主怎么来对付应对这一个年轻人。
He said, "If you want to do something, keep the commandments."
说你要真正做什么善行吗?就好好的遵行诫命。
I've sometimes used this wisdom the Lord Jesus used.
有的时候我也学着主用这样的智慧的言语。
I've let people do something in order to prove they couldn't do it.
我常常让人做一件事来证明他并不能够这样做。
Keep the commandments.
说好,那你守诫命。
And this young man was religious.
这一个年轻的官是一个宗教徒。
He saith unto him, "Which?"
他就这么说。
Jesus said, "Thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself."
他说遵守什么诫命?耶稣说就是不可杀人,不可奸淫,不可偷盗,不可做假见证,当孝敬父母,爱人如己。
I think it's very interesting.
我觉得很有意思。
The young man had thought he was doing all of these things.
这个年轻人认为说他这一切都遵守了。
Notice the outer stage in his life.
你看见他人生的这个前台是很好的。
Jesus wants to pull open the curtain of backstage.
主要把那个前台的幕拉开看看后台的情形。
The young man says, verse 20,
少年人20节说,
he saith, "All these things have I kept, or have I done from my youth up. What lack I yet?"
这一切我从小都遵守了,我还缺少什么呢?
I love this.
我真的喜欢这一段。
Jesus could have moved and ripped open the inner stage and looked, help him see inside.
主马上就把那个幕一拉开,看看他的心里面是什么。
But he allows the young man to say, "All this doing has not really met the need in my life."
主就告诉他说,你做了这一切的,一切是你所做的,并不能够应付一切的,该做的事。
What lack I yet?
我还缺少什么呢?
I am convinced that this is the way the Lord so often opens up the inner curtain. He allows us to expose it.
我深信主是用这样的方式来暴露我们心中的实情。
There might be someone today who is still with all the religious doing, sensing, but I lack.
可能在座的有些人认为, 我是个好人, 世界上一切该做的事, 我都做到了。
Jesus said, verse 21, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me.
然后主耶稣怎么说? 他说, 你若愿意做完全人, 就可以去变卖你所有的分给穷人, 就必有财宝在天上, 你还要来跟从我。
Isn't it interesting he's accepting the young man's testimony? I've been doing all this, and yet I lack.
主是不是就接受了他做的见证说, 我这一切都做了, 我还缺少什么?
The young man had come asking, how can I have eternal life and be sure to get to heaven?
当然年轻人来的最初的一个问题说是我怎么可以, 进入神的国?
And it's interesting how Jesus turns this situation.
很有意思,
Jesus says, wouldn't you like to be perfect?
主说,
He's not answering how you get eternal life or heaven.
他并不是告诉他怎么能够得永生进入天国。
And I almost think, well, I wasn't interested in being perfect, I just wanted to get to heaven.
哦, 他说我并不需要完全, 我只想进天国。
Are you with me now?
你有没有跟上我?
How do you know this?
你怎么知道?
He says,
因为他说,
if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me.
他说你愿意,若愿意做完全人,就可以变卖你一切所有,分给穷人,就必有财宝在天上,你还要来跟从我。
If you were going to be perfect, then you would have treasure.
你要做完全人呢,你就会有财宝。
There's a real difference between the gift of eternal life and treasure.
这里有一个不同的点,一个是得到永生和得到一个财宝。
Twice we are told the one who sold all to buy treasure.
两次说到要把一切变卖,一切要来买那个财宝,宝贝。
And I think the young man is being exposed right here.
我相信这个年轻人就在这里被暴露了。
He came out of fear of the future. He came to hope that he might gain.
他来的时候他是惧怕他不知的未来,他也盼望希望能得到什么。But
Jesus is wanting to deal with something else, the love that's missing in his life.
但是主在这里却要点出一个他人生所缺少的就是那个爱。
If you really love people and their need, you would give.
如果你真是爱人,关心人的需要,那你就给。
Sell all that you have and give to the poor.
变卖你一切所有的,去分给穷人。
He's touching the area in his life that's most difficult.
主就摸着了他生命中最困难的那一个部分。
He loved, he was rich, he had all these things.
他喜欢他拥有的一切,他是一个有钱人。
And Jesus touches the very God in his life.
主就摸着了他心中真正的那个神,谁是他的神?
He had many possessions.
他所拥有的产业很多。
Verse 22 tells us.
因为22节告诉我们,
And when that young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions.
那少年人听见这话就忧忧愁愁地走了,因为他的产业很多。
Then Jesus said unto his disciples,
然后主耶稣对门徒说,
Verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven.
23节, 我实在告诉你们, 财主进天国是难的。
Remember now, Jesus is dealing with entering into the reality of the kingdom.
你记得吧, 主耶稣他所要注意的就是人怎么能够进入天国的实际。
Now let's just stop for a moment.
让我们停在这里。
In teaching this, we need to be very careful between what I call the general and the specific.
当我们在教导这一段真理的时候,我们必须要知道什么是一般性的,什么是专一性的。
I know it shocks folk every now and then. General and specific.
哦,我们知道这个里面有大的不同。
How many of you, in order to get saved or to get eternal life, how many of you sold all that you had and gave to the poor?
在座哪一位是把你所有的都变卖了，然后去周济穷人？
Please raise your hand.
请你举手。
Nobody wants treasure in heaven?
没有人愿意积财宝在天上吗？
There is a vast difference here.
这里有一个大的不同。
Between what I call the specific word that was given to the rich young ruler.
这里就是对于这个有钱的官所给他一个特别的一段话。
That was given specifically to him because of the greed, the possessions of his heart.
这一个为什么这些话会专一对他讲呢？就是因为财宝占据了他的心。
But that is not to be generally applied.
当然，这个不是说广泛的每这一句话对每一个人说。
I'm sorry, you may have heard preachers, but it's not general.
有的可能这个传道人是这么对你讲，但是当然这段话其实是专一性的对这个人讲。
I have met individuals who try to make this applicable to them.
我遇到有人这样把这一段的经文要用在他自己身上。
I remember a dear brother who was wanting to get rid of everything. He felt this burden.
有一个弟兄读了这段话，他就觉得要变卖他一切所有的。
He was a carpenter.
他是一个木匠。
One day I said, but you still kept your saw.
我就说有一天你那个锯子还在那里。
You still have a hammer.
你还有一个榔头。
Why didn't you sell it and give it away?
为什么这两个不卖掉给人家呢？
You see the impossibility?
你看不可能嘛。
Are we on the same page now? On the same page.
在同样的这件事情上。
There are general things, but there are specific things that God speaks to individuals.
主的话有一般性的，但是也有一些话是针对个人说的。
We're not getting very far, let's move on.
让我们继续往前。
Verse 25.
我们看25节。
When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, Who then can be saved?
门徒听见这话就稀奇得很说，这样谁能得救呢？
Even the disciples think he's talking about salvation.
甚至于门徒以为主在这里是说到救恩的事情。
They do not realize he's talking about being perfect in order to have treasure in heaven.
没有，他们不明白主在这里意思说他们要完全而在天上能够积财宝。
But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
但是耶稣看着他们说，在人这是不能的，在神凡事都能。
I'm not sure how this translates, but I'm trying to give you a principle this morning.
我不知道这段话怎么翻译，但是我把这个原则要告诉大家。
Every one of us have a sticky heart.
我们的都有一颗心。
We love things.
这一颗心好像是一个粘子一样，碰什么粘什么。
Things possess us.
这些事情占据了我们的心。
The only way that God can deal with that sticky heart
只有神能够对我们这个贪得无厌的心来对付。
Is to take a knife and circumcise the heart and cut it free from things.
他能够用他的话来在我们的心里行割礼，把我们从一些所爱的事物能够把它分别开来。
The disciples realized how difficult this was.
门徒都知道这件事多么的困难。
Jesus said, with men it is impossible.
但是主说，在人不能。
Only God can circumcise your heart.
只有神能够对你的心行割礼。
I like to put it this way.
我愿意这样说。
What is impossible is him possible.
所有 impossible 就是 him possible, 就是不可能的事在他都是可能的。
Only God can do it.
只有神能做。
The disciples are watching now as he speaks.
门徒在这里观察当主这么说的时候。
Fear and hope in the life of the rich young ruler.
看见在这一个年轻官的身上，主对付了这一个惧怕的问题和希望和盼望的问题。
He went away sorrowful.
可是他忧忧愁愁地走了。
What he should have said was, Oh God, I can't give my things away.
其实他应该诚实地对主说，主啊，我无法放弃一切。
It is impossible for me.
我做不到,
but you can help me.
但是主你能帮助我,
but he went away sorrowful.
可是他却忧忧愁愁地走了。
Now let's see what happens to Brother Peter.
那我们来看看彼得弟兄,
Jesus realizes Peter's been listening.
主就知道彼得是在听这件事。
And Peter needs a little exposing.
彼得也需要有所铺路。
Peter says, Lord, I'm glad we've given up all these things. What are we going to get out of it?
主说,你说要给一切,你看我们都一切放下跟随你,但是我们能得什么呢?
Hope is an amazing thing.
你看这个希望,这个是一个很有意思的事。
Verse 29.
我们读29节。
Then answered Peter and said unto him, Behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore?
27节,彼得对他说,看哪,我们已经撇下所有的跟从你,将来我们要得什么呢?
So now Jesus is going to deal with Peter and the disciples.
现在我们就看主如何来教导彼得和其他的门徒。
And he explains that there are those who give up many, many things, not to be saved, but to participate in the kingdom.
主这里在不是说要放弃一切是为了得救,而是说要得着国度。
He says, verse
28,
Verily I say unto you that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
他说,我实在告诉你们,你们这跟从我的人到复兴的时候,人子坐在宝,荣耀的宝座上,你们也要坐在12个宝座上,审判以色列12个支派。
And everyone that hath forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands for my name's sake, shall inherit, shall receive 100-fold, and shall inherit, it's an inheritance, everlasting life.
凡为我的名撇下房屋或是弟兄姊妹父亲母亲或者妻子儿女田地的必要得着百倍并且承受永生。
You see, what I'm wanting us to see this morning is this.
你看今天早上要弟兄姊妹看见的是这一件事。
There are many people, maybe some right here,
有很多的人,有的可能是在这里,
who need to make a distinction between the gift and the prize.
这里必须要认识两件事的不同,一个是恩赐,恩典,还有一个是奖赏。
The gift is by the grace of God.
恩典,恩赐是出于神的恩典。
The prize is something we're rewarded for.
恩典是白白的给的,奖赏是我们需要去得的。
I wonder this morning if there are a great majority who are interested in getting to heaven.
我相信可能有大多数的人就是说我要就这样坐着花轿上天堂。
Thank God he paid the price.
感谢主他已经付了代价。
The gift of God is eternal life.
他把永生赐给我们。
But my burden for us is to thank God for the gift of eternal life. It will bring us to heaven.
我当然就着一面感谢主他的恩典赐给我们永生能进入天国。
But I want you to recognize that there's a prize that's to be won.
但是我更要弟兄姊妹们知道还有一个奖赏是我们要去
There was something about the Apostle Paul that made him unique.
保罗他很独特。
He said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
他是我向着标杆为着要得从上面招我来得的奖赏。
This prize is not a gift.
这一个奖赏并不是一个礼物恩典。
Paul recognized the need for preparation to reign with the Lord.
他知道我们需要预备来奔跑这一条道路来跟从我们的主。
So we're going to talk this morning about the difference between just getting to heaven or the preparation for reigning.
今天早上我要告诉弟兄姊妹有一个分别,一个是这样子不做什么事就上到天国去,但是还有一个就是我们要努力得着奖赏。
When Jesus deals with his disciples and Peter here,
当主在这里对付教导门徒和彼得的时候,
it's not an issue of eternal life or getting to heaven.
不是跟他们谈这个永生进天国的事。
It is all about preparation for participation in the coming kingdom.
乃是要他们预备，要他们有一个期望，要进入那个国度的奖赏。
And then he sums it up in verse 30.
在他用第三十节，他下了一个结论。
But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first.
他说，然而有许多在前的将要在后，在后的将要在前。
I can almost see him looking at his disciples and saying, some of you have been with me from the very beginning.
几乎我觉得主在这里说，你们十二个门徒有些是一开头就跟着我。
But because your motive is not pure and right.
但是你们的动机并不单纯。
I'll have to give you last positions, last places.
我要把你排在最后。
There are some who come in at the very end who are last, but their motive is right and I can give them a first position.
但是有些人跟从主是最后才跟的主，但是因为他的动机心地非常的纯洁，主反而让他们在前。
The first shall be last, the last shall be first. Very difficult to understand.
在前的要在后，在后的反而要在前，这不容易了解。
And it's too bad we have a chapter division here.
但是不巧这里这一章圣经结束了。
Immediately in chapter 20, he explains that very verse.
啊，第二十章第一节就是来解释十九章最后一节。
For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard.
他说天国是好像家主清早去雇人进他的葡萄园做工。
Notice now, he is hiring them into his vineyard.
请你注意，他这里说雇人进他的葡萄园做工。
And they agreed, those who started the first hour of the day.
他们一天开始讲定了一天的工钱是多少。
Then he went out the third hour and he found others standing idle.
事出过了三个小时，他又去请一些工人。
And he saw them standing, says, why aren't you working?
看见他们闲站，说你们为什么不做工呢？
So all through the day, he is hiring people at different times.
所以一天从早到晚，他不同的时间出去，不断的雇人进来做工。
They all have an agreement to get a full day's wages.
每一个人都讲定一天的工钱是多少。
And then we read in verse 6.
我们读第六节。
And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle and saith unto them, why stand ye here all the day idle?
一天快要结束了，他看见还有人站在那里，问他们说，为什么整天在这里闲站呢？
They say unto him, because no man hath hired us.
他们说，因为没有人雇我们。
He saith unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive.
他说，你们也进葡萄园工，我也给你一样的工钱。
These have the hope that the man will pay them what is right.
他说我要按配你付你合理的工钱。这些人有一个希望说他会付他付的好。
Now 12 hours have passed.
过了十二个小时。
The evening has come.
到了晚上。
The Lord of the vineyard saith unto his steward, call the laborers and give them their wage beginning from the last unto the first.
原主就对管事的说，叫工人来，我们要给工钱，先后来的先来。
And when they came, they were hired about the 11th hour. They received every man a full day's wages.
那个最后来开做工的是，他们得的工钱跟做了一天的这个人的工钱是一样的。
But when the first came, they supposed that they should receive more, and they likewise received every man.
那么一早就来做工的人希望那个最后来了得了同样工钱，他盼望多收一点，可是收的工钱一样。
Isn't it wonderful? Some worked 1 hour, 3 hours, 6 hours. Some worked all day.
你看这个真是好啊！有的人做一个小时，有人做三个、六个，有人做八个小时。
And out of the goodness of his heart, he gave all of them a full day's wages.
但是他在这个善良的心里面，每一个人都给一天的工资。
What did they do?
那他们的反应如何呢？
They had a rejoicing party. Said wonderful.
应该在一起开一个 party， 说哎呀，好极了。
Did they?
他们是这么反应吗？
Did they?
有吗？
Look.
你看。
Verse 11.
十一节。
And when they had received it, they murmured against the good man of the house, saying, These last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and the heat of the day.
他们这个做了一天的工，得了工钱就埋怨家主，说我们整天劳苦受热，后来的只做一小时，你竟叫他们得和我们的一样。
But he answered one of them and said, Friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst not thou agree with me for a denarius a penny?
可是主人的回答说，朋友，我没有亏负你，你和我讲定的不是一钱一天的工资吗？
Take that thine is and go thy way. I will give unto this last, even as unto thee.
拿你的走吧，我给那后来的和给你的一样，这是我愿意的。
Is it not permissible or lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil because I am good?
我的东西难道不可随我的意思用吗？因为我做好人，你就眼红了吗？
There is no word in the Greek for motive.
希腊文里面没有一个字来形容这一个动机。
It always refers to motive as an evil eye or a single eye.
这个说到动机的时候，总是说到这个邪恶的眼或者是一个单纯的眼。
Is thy motive wrong?
你的动机错了吗？
How many would agree that if I want to give it all away, that's my choice?
你谁可以反对我？我愿意把我的给出去，谁能反对呢？
Verse 15 again.
第十五节他又说，
Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine?I evil? Are you exposed because I am good?
他说这个我的东西不能随我的意思，这不合法吗？因为我做好人，你就眼红眼呢，就是眼睛看了不好了。
Now he repeats the verse of the last, the first chapter just previously. But he says, the last shall be first and the first last. For many be called, but few chosen.
然后他就把前一章最后一节圣经又重复了一遍，说这样，那在后的将要在前，在前的将要在后，因为被招的人多，选上的人少。
Some of you disciples have been with me from the very beginning.
门徒中你们跟我这么多年，从头开始。
But your motive needs to be exposed, clarified.
但是你的动机需要被对付，需要被对归正。
Why have you been following me?
这几年你为什么一直要跟随主呢？
I'm wanting to prepare you for better positions in the kingdom.
主要预备门徒在天国里面得着更好的地位。
Among all the called ones, who does he really choose for the better places?
在所有蒙召的人中，他是不是真的选择选上他们，给他们一个好的地位呢？
Oh, I know how many times among all of them you choose the one who has the right motive.
我知道在许多的情况中，主选择的乃是选择那一个有纯正动机的人。
This morning in this group, there are many who are the called according to God's purpose.
今天早晨在这个屋子里面，有许多人是照着神的旨意被呼召的。
You are the called.
你是被呼召的，
according to purpose,
是根据神的目的。
But among the called, whom will he choose for very special places?
但是在这一些被召的人中，他要拣选一般人为着他特殊的目的。
Those who've demonstrated already the motive of their heart.
当那一些人他的心在主面前是对的，这一些人是预备好蒙召被拣选。
Oh, I am not just preaching this morning.
我不是在这里要讲一篇道。
I want to press upon us the fact that the gift is one thing, but there is a prize to be taken.
我重要的负担就是告诉弟兄姊妹，得恩典得救是一件事，但是还有一件事是要付代价得奖赏。
Paul says it's the prize of the high calling that we can have.
保罗说有一个高的呼召是要叫我来得的奖赏。
And someday you may come and say,Did you know that I needed to have a better motive?
到有一天你会说，难道我的心还需要有一个更正确的动机吗？
I'm trying to explain to you this morning, the high calling is for those who have been prepared.
今天早上我要告诉弟兄姊妹的就是，有一些人是预备好神的一个更高更荣耀的呼召。
Now there's something very interesting in hope.
说到这个希望和盼望也有也是非常有意思。
We say, for example, that there is basically two kinds of hope.
事实上，这个希望有两种的希望，或者说盼望。
I call one hoping. It's a verb.
一个是动词的希望。
I call the other hope. It's a noun.
还有一个是名词的盼望。你希望是一个动词，得到一种盼望，这是一个名词。
I meet many people and talk to them and they say, oh, I'm hoping about this. I know they're tied to the verb that's being developed.
我遇见很多人，他说我希望得到什么，那他对于这种人来讲，希望对他来讲是一个动词。
This hoping is developed.
当这一种的希望被发展，被成全的时候，
I am hoping.
我希望要得到什么。
My hoping is growing and developing.
我的希望然后就慢慢的发展，慢慢的生长。
There is a hope that's given to us.
但是还有一种盼望是一个名词，这个盼望就给了我们。
When we sing the song, My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness.
当我们说我们的盼望不在于别的，乃在于耶稣基督和他的血和他的公义。
I have this hope. It's a noun.
我就有了这一个盼望，是一个实质，是一个名词，被我得到了。
It has been given to me.
这一个盼望给了我得到了。
It's a settled thing.
这个已经完全了。
We call this the hope, the blessed return of the Lord Jesus.
哦，我们说有一个主再来的一个盼望。
I'm not hoping. I know this will take place.
我不是说我还要希望，这个盼望已经在我心里面了。
So most of the time we have people hoping.
大多数的人只是希望。还是一个空的。
When I move in the hospital from room to room speaking to people,
当我到医院里访问病人，一个病房一个病房的。
How often I hear them saying, well, I'm hoping that I will make it to heaven.
有的人说我希望能够上天堂。
And I probably want to say, well, I don't think you will.
我不敢说，但是我说你恐怕是不能去。
Because what I'm talking about is more than hoping.
我讲的不是一个空的希望。
You can know when you have put your trust in what he has done.
当你相信完全接受主所完成的。
This is a hope that's given.
这个希望盼望就放在你里面了。
It's a no-so.
这个是知道的。
Not hoping, it's hope that I have.
不是一个悬空的虚妄，乃是一个真正得着的一个盼望。
I was wondering, how can I explain this?
我不知道要怎么解释。
Many, many years ago, when I was a young man in Salem, Oregon.
我从前在这个我年轻的时候也是一个船员。
I was director of a youth center and servicemen center.
哦，我是这个训练这些年轻的这个军人。
The Second World War was just over.
啊，第二次世界大战刚刚结束。
One of the speakers.Who came to our city?
有一个讲员来到我们的城市。
Maybe many of you will not know the name Captain Eddie Rickenbacker.
你们不知道，但这个人叫 Eddie Rickenbacker.
He was known all over the nation because of what had happened.
哦，他是全国知名的，因为在他身上发生一些事情。
His crew were flying over the South Pacific and they lost their radio compass.
他们有一个飞行员，他们一个机组的人员在南太平洋失去了他们的这个方向。
As a result of this, the plane went down into the ocean.
结果这个飞机就掉在海里。
8 men were aboard.
八个人在飞机上。
In their attempt to get away from the plane as it went down,
他们要逃生。
There were two lifeboats they had.
他们有两个救生艇。
They escaped to the lifeboat.
他们就逃到这个救生艇的上面。
The plane went down.
飞机掉到海里。
They discovered to their amazement.
他们就非常惊奇地发现。
They had no time to bring any food from the plane to the raft.
太事情发生突然，来不及带任何的食物。
Except for 4 oranges.
只带了四个橘子。
What would they eat?
那吃什么呢？
I remember Eddie Rickenbacker telling the congregation that evening as he spoke.
我记得那天晚上这弟兄对我们做这样的见证。
He said 4 oranges doesn't go very far with 8 hungry men.
八个恶的人，四个橘子是管不了多少用。
One of the men had a New Testament in his pocket.
哎，但是有一个人，他口袋里有一个有一本新约圣经。
In our hopeless condition, we decided we would read God's word.
在那个绝望的情形中，我们决定要来读主的话。
Said we took turns reading day, hour after hour.
我们就轮流一个小时一个小时，大家在那里读圣经。
We had no hope.
没有盼望。
One day, as we were reading,
有一天我们读着主的话。
I felt led to cry and say, "Oh God, you are our only hope."
我就心里面受感动，说神啊，你是唯一的盼望。
It was amazing, he said, how intimate the men became in sharing the deepest things of their heart.
在那个救生艇上，他说，真是每一个人把心中最深处的那些故事都在彼此分享。
He said, "Oh God, we need help."
他从心里面说，神啊，我需要拯救。
And would you believe how the Lord answered?
你相不相信主怎么答应他的祷告？
Within a few minutes, a big bird came and landed on his head.
过不了几分钟，一只大鸟停在他的头上。
He said, "Oh God."
说，oh, 神啊。
I'm afraid to move for fear it'll run, it'll fly away.
我不要动，可是这个鸟好难得来了，怕它飞走了。
But he said, I reached up and I caught the bird.
我把手一抓，抓到了这只鸟。
He said, we skinned, killed that bird and skinned it.
我们就把这个鸟杀了，处理了。
And we used it for bait to catch fish.
拿这个鸟的肉来做饵，来抓鱼。
17 days they were in the water.
17天在海上漂流。
12 days were ahead of them now.
现在前面还有12天。
The fish that they caught, they lived by.
就靠着所抓到的鱼就这么维生。
Water all around them, but nothing to drink. It was salty water.
只有咸水，不能喝。
We had handkerchiefs we put up when it rained, we caught the rain.
就用手帕，下雨的时候接到水。
And could wring it into our mouth.
就可以喝。
I'll never forget him telling.
他讲这个故事我永远不会忘记。
But the thing that was so impressive to me was,
但是这个里面最叫我们印象深刻的是什么？
When God provided that bird,
当神供应了那一只鸟，
He said, I suddenly had hope that God was going to save us.
这个时候我心里面产生了一个盼望，就相信神会救我们。
I moved from hoping to hope.
我就从这个动词凭空的只是希望而得到一个真实的盼望。
I believe that there is time when God moves us from hoping to hope.
我相信神会把我们那一个空洞的动词的希望而得着真实的盼望。
I knew he said that God had answered.
我们知道神已经答应了我们的祷告。
One of the men died.
有一个人死了。
But all the rest were eventually rescued.
其他都获救。
17 days.
17天。
I don't know if that's a very good illustration.
我不知道这是不是一个好的例子。
But it has always...reminded me of moving from hoping to hope that's fixed.
一直提醒我，我们要一直从这个动词的希望能够转到名词的得着那个盼望。
Now, it is true, we are always hoping.
当然，我们总是希望要得着什么。
Hoping is developing.
这个希望呢，是它会发展的。
But there comes a moment when God gives us the gift of hope.
但是到了一个程度，主就把这个礼物，把那个真实的盼望赐给我们。
Our verb turns to a noun.
这个动词的希望得着了一个名词，真实的盼望。
My hope is built on nothing less.
我的盼望，我的希望不是建立在别的根基上。
So we need to clarify our fears.
所以我们要把我们这个我们的惧怕畏惧要把它搞清楚。
And our hope.
而且我们要弄清楚我们里面的盼望是什么。
And it is very interesting.
很有意思。
When you come to love,
我们来说到爱的时候。
Love has two aspects also.
爱也有两方面。
There is a human love.
有一种是人的爱。
There is a divine love.
还有一种是神圣的爱。
Human love is represented in the word that we know called phileo.
Phileo, 这个就是人的爱，是这个希腊文说到的。
Divine love by the Greek word agape.
这个希腊字 agape 就是说到神的爱。
Now, I believe that both loves are very significant.
我承认人的爱跟神的爱都是非常有意义的。
This phileo love is the love that helps me to love people.
这一个人的爱是人际之间的爱。
Some people are more lovable and so it's easy to love them.
有的人比较可爱，我们比较容易爱他。
It is human love.
这种是人的爱。
We see idols, we see things in their lives that are admirable.
我们知道在生活中这一种爱是非常值得尊敬的。
But the unique thing about divine love is it transcends the human love.
但是这一个神的爱是超过人的爱。
It helps us to love that which is unlovely.
这一种神的爱能让我们爱那个不可爱的。
I wonder how many of you had the bottom of your, you scraped the bottom of your barrel of human love.
我不晓得人你的爱是不是快用光了，你那个桶子里面已经到底了，没有什么爱了。
Oh God, I can't love any further.
主啊，我没有爱了，不能再爱了。
I think I told you last year about a neighbor in the back of us.
可能我去年跟大家说过有后面的邻居的故事。
My love ran out on him.
对于那位邻居，我的爱是用光了。
There was a fence between us in the back.
我们中间有一个围墙。
And my wife and his wife wanted to fellowship together.
我的太太跟她的太太愿意交谈。
I suggested I'd like to put a gate in so they could get back and forth.
我还建议这个做一个门，大家可以互通往来。
He said no gates.
门都没有。
So my wife would bring her ladder and she would bring her ladder and they would meet and get over by the ladders.
所以两个人两个方面的太太都用了梯子，两个人架在这个 fence 上面彼此对话。
That man was impossible.
那一个人是不可能的。
I could give you an hour proving it.
我可以说不完的，他实在是不可能的，这个人没希望。
But one day the Lord said to me,
有一天主对我说，
This is where you need my love.
你这个时候需要我给你的爱。
It's very interesting among the early fathers in the New Testament.
你知道在这个新约那个时候早期的教父们。
They recognize that this love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit.
他就知道这一个是圣灵借着这一个爱把主的宝血放在我们的心里。
It is a divine love.
这个是神圣的爱。
It transcends.
这一个能够超越。
Even when it would be impossible for ourselves.
在不可能我们不能爱的时候，它能够超越，让我们能爱。
I had a small garden on my side of the fence.
我的这个围墙的边上有一个小的花，有一个花圃。
He had a larger garden on his side of the fence.
他的花园比我的花园大。
I had moved there with a lovely rototiller that really plowed up the ground.
我有一个挖土机能够把我的土挖松，可以种花。
He said, I sure wish you could rototill my garden for me.
这个不好的邻居说，我还希望你来帮我挖挖土。
But I can't get to your garden.
但是我不能到你那边来。
There was just a gate.
假如有一个门，没有门就过不来。
To get to his garden, they go one block this way, one block that way, and one block that way to get 20 feet.
要到他的这个，要绕一个大圈，整个绕这个街绕一圈。
I said, Lord, he isn't worth it.
说主啊，这个人不值得我为他这样工作。
But one day the Lord said, you push your tractor all the way around three blocks to get to his garden.
有一天主对说，你现在推着你的挖土机绕三圈，绕这个三个街口到他的后院去。
I plowed and pulverized that soil the best I could.
我是尽可能把他那个土挖得松松的。
Two days later, it rained hard.
过了两天开始下大雨。
He said, it's your fault.
他说，你看，你都是你搞的。
You plowed my soil too fine.
你挖得太松了，都变成泥浆了。
Now it's hard.
现在更难搞了。
I said, Oh God, it's impossible.
主啊，我这好心还没好报。
Now, no one like you've had neighbors like that, but
我相信你们大概没有这样的邻居。
There are people that are impossible.
有一些人是不可能去爱的。
He brings some into every church I know.
我每到一个教会，我所知道的任何的教会。
Doesn't he? Not in California.
他不是把我们带到每一个教会都有难处吗?
What are you saying, Brother Byrne?
弟兄,你要说什么?
You see, these imposed fear, developed hope, human love, they all have their place.
你说我们看见下面的一部分是加在我们身上的恐惧和我们慢慢发展中的希望还有这种人的这种爱
But it is not adequate.
只有这一切还不够的
We must have a chosen fear and reverence.
我们必须要选择来敬畏我们的神
We must have a given hope that settles.
我们必须要得着那个真实的盼望
We must have a divine love that transcends when we can't.
我们必须要得着一个神的爱，能够爱我们所不能爱的。
It's very interesting today that our whole world is talking about the importance of love.
很有意思，全世界的人都在讲爱。
Every place you turn, they're saying we need more love.
你不管到哪个地方，都说我们要爱。
And I agree with that.
我十分同意。
In fact, they go so far as to say that. God, that love is God.
有的人说啊，爱啊就是神。
Hear me now, love is God.
意思就是说这个爱啊就是神，就是太伟大了，爱就是神。
If you just love enough, that represents God.
你只要爱，那就表示神。
But there's a difference. God is love. It's different from love is God.
但是你要知道这里不同的。你说啊，爱就是神，但是。 神就是爱，这不一样。
One of the early brethren made a wonderful writing on the difference between God is love and love is God.
有一个弟兄写了这么样的文章，很有意思，说爱就是神和神就是爱，这两个不一样。
Every place we turn, we need to love.
我们不管到哪里，我们都需要爱。
Except that we can't do it, it has to be shed abroad by the Holy Spirit.
但是我们没有办法，我们必须要，除非圣灵。 把这个光，把这个爱放在我们的心里。
Let me illustrate.
我举一个例子。
I was flying from Florida to Boston one day.
有一天我从佛罗里达到波士顿坐飞机。
It was a free ride because I had frequent flyer miles.
因为我常常飞来飞去，所以我得到一个免费的票。
Just before we took off, the stewardess came and said, "There's one seat in first class. You can have that."
快要起飞的时候，一个服务员对我说：“我们这个头等舱还有一个位置，你可以来坐。”
I thought this is wonderful.
哇，这个太好了。
Never been in first class before.
从来没坐过头等舱。
And as I sat down, I said, "Lord, there must be some reason you want me here."
我就说主啊，你要我坐头等舱，一定有你的目的。
I was talking to the man next to me.
我就跟邻座的人交谈。
In the course of about 30-40 minutes. I discovered we had much in common. We talked about the need in the world. And many things came up. I mentioned scripture and he nodded. He seemed to understand it all. He kept saying love is the important thing. We need more love. About 10 minutes before our plane was landing, I said, "You know, I'm really impressed. When did you meet the Lord and get saved?"
我说今天跟你谈得很开心。我说你什么时候信主的？
He said, "I'm not a Christian."
他说我不是基督徒。
I'm a Zoroastrian.
我是一个类似佛教徒。
I'm going to a retreat to speak and tell them about love.
Oh, 我今天是参加我们那个宗教团体的 retreat. 我在那里做讲员.
Now I realized I didn't help him, but he helped me.
我相信我没有帮他什么忙，他倒是帮我认识了一些事物.
I no longer take for granted that love is just love.
我从那个时候开始，我知道说到爱不那么简单。
Everybody today agrees that love is needed.
今天大家都知道爱是非常重要。
But our human love runs out.
但是人的爱总有用完的一天。
And this is why we cry out in the emptiness, "Oh God."
所以我们在一个空虚的心房中向神呼求说，哦神啊。
And he sheds abroad agape love into our heart.
然后他就把那个神圣的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
You remember even Peter went through this testing.
你记得吗？彼得甚至于也经过这样的一个试验。
Jesus said to Peter, "Lovest thou me?"
主说你爱我吗？
And he used the word agape.
主就用那个你是用那个神圣的爱，没有条件的爱，爱我吗？
Peter, do you agape me?
彼得，你是爱我无条件的爱我吗？
Peter says, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I phileo thee."
但是彼得只敢说，主啊，你知道，我只能用我人的爱来爱你。
Peter has learned some things.
彼得也学到一个功课。
His love has run out.
他的爱会用尽的一天。
He's not going to go beyond.
他没有办法突破。
Only God can give him the love that he really needs.
只有神能够把他真正的需要的那一种无条件的爱来浇灌。
And we know there's much in that. Three times he asks him.
你知道，当然那个主问了他三次。
Some have said because he denied him three times.
有的人说因为他曾经否认主三次。
It's very difficult. Peter says, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I just phileo thee."
啊，彼得很难。对他来，他就说：“主啊，你知道我只能用人的爱来爱你，你知道。”
Brother Vern, what are you saying to us this morning?
你说，弟兄，早晨你到底要对我们说什么？
I believe that he is exposing the why we do the things that we do.
我相信主就要来暴露我们所有做事情背后的动机，为什么要做事。
Back to chapter 20.
我们回到二十章马太福音。
This is very interesting.
很有意思。
A certain mother came and said to him, "Jesus, I've got two of the finest boys."
哦，有一个妈妈到主耶稣面前说，我有两个了不起的儿子。
Now they're very kingdom conscious.
None.
Kingdom.
哦，他们都是对于这个国度是很有，很知道有国度这么回事。
And when you set up your throne, would you let John sit on one side and James on the other?
说母亲说主啊你在你德国的时候可不可以我一个儿子雅各一个儿子约翰一个坐左一个坐右
How many mothers do we have like that?
我们中间有没有很多像这样的母亲
You want the best for your son.
你都要你儿子能够得到世界最好的
Well, I don't really blame the mother.
我不责备母亲
Because the other translators don't include the mother. I think James and John are doing it.
这个有的地方翻译还不是妈妈说的，其实就是雅各、约翰自己说的。
Verse 20.
二十节。
Then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons, worshipping him, and desiring a certain thing of him.
那是西比泰的儿子母亲同他两个儿子上前来拜耶稣，求他一件事。
And he said unto her, "What wilt thou?"
耶稣说你要什么呢？
She saith unto him, "Grant that my two sons may sit, the one on the right hand, and the other on the left in thy kingdom."
他说，愿你叫我这两个儿子在你的国里，一个坐你右边，一个坐在你的左边。
But Jesus answered and said, "You don't know what you're asking. Are you able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of, and to be baptized with the baptism that I'm baptized with?" They say unto him, "We are able."
耶稣回答说：“你们不知道所求的是什么。我要喝的杯，你们能喝吗？”他们说：“我们能。”
I don't think they had any idea what that cup and that baptism really meant.
我相信这个母亲在这里，或者两个人一定不懂什么叫做所喝的杯、所受的浸。
Jesus said, "Ye shall drink indeed of my cup, and be baptized with the baptism that I'm baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give." But it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared. That's a double. It's prepared place for prepared people.
啊，这里说到我所喝的杯，你们必要喝。这中文没有翻译你我所受的浸，你们必要受。只是坐在我的左右，不是我可以赐的，乃是我父为谁预备的，就赐给谁。这里是一个地方和一个人，能够为他们预备。
I'm speaking to us this morning.
我早晨说的是什么呢
？We will one day be with the Lord.
有一天我们要与主在一起。
In His kingdom.
在他的国度里。
All that God is doing today is to prepare hearts.
今天神所做的就是来预备我们的心。
Move us into a place where, as prepared, we will be able to participate in reigning with Him.
当我们的心预备好的时候，我们到那一天就能够在他所预备的位置上来跟他一同掌权。
Now let's see what the other disciples think of this.
那我们再想想别的门徒怎么想。
Verse 24.
24节。
And when the ten heard it, they were moved with indignation against James and John.
那十二个门徒听见就恼怒他们两兄弟，雅各和约翰。
Do you know why?
为什么呢？
They're thinking they're going to get ahead of them.
他们去了，他们就抢在他们前面坐左右的位置。
Jesus called them unto him and said,
主就叫他们来，对他们说，
Ye know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they do the great exercise authority among them, but it shall not be so among you. But whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister.
你们知道外邦人有君王为主治理他们，有大臣超权管束他们，只是在你们中间不可以这样，你们中间谁愿为大就必做你们的用人。
Whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant.
谁愿为首就必做你们的仆人。
We started out by sayingWe all have an outer stage in our life.
我们一开始的时候说，每一个人的人生都有前台，外表面的一面。
The things we allow people to see.
让人家看到我们的一面。
Very rarely do we open up the curtain of our heart.
很少把我们心的幕拉开，看里面的情形。
To let anyone look at the deep motive of our life.
让人家看我们心中真正的动机。
This always exposes my own heart.
哦，这个我的心是被主所暴露的。
I see Jesus opening.The curtain of his heart.
我这里看见主把他的心的幕打开。
This is what he says in the next verse.
这里主怎么说呢？
Verse 28.
第二十八节。
Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many.
这里主把他自己的心打开给我们看。他说正如人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
How do we get prepared to participate with him in his kingdom?
我们怎么样可以预备自己的心是对的来进入他的国度呢？
We're back where we closed yesterday.
就像我们昨天所说的，
God opens doors and he opens hearts.
主能够把人的心门打开。
As we ministerAnd as we give.
当我们要去服侍别人，要给别人的时候，主能把别人的心打开来接受。
Now we all love to be ministered unto.
我们都喜欢人家来服侍我们。
We enjoy having people serve us.
哦，人家服侍我们，我们很享受。
I'm amazed how often our day gets frustrated because we don't get what we think we should have.
我常常觉得稀奇，我们一天好生气，就是因为我们没有得到我们该得的服务。
I saw a golfer the other day swing at a little ball.
我有一天看一个打高尔夫球的人看见那个球。
The ball sort of went about 3 feet and a big cloud of dirt went up.
这个球没有打好就这个打到边上去了。
He took the club and he began to pound the ground.
打球打不进去他生气了就拿那个棍子打那个地。
It didn't minister to him.
这个没有服务，没有照他的意思。
Father comes home in the evening and the paper is all scattered.
当爸爸回到家里面，家里一塌糊涂。
Page 7 is there, page 12 is there, page 6 is there. He says, why don't you keep the paper together?
看见这个作业纸掉的一直不把它整理好。
He wants to be ministered to.
这个爸爸希望一回到家里一切都是很好的。
Don't we?
我们这些是不是做爸爸回到家都希望享受。
Okay.Don't we?
我们是不是这样？
Anybody here who doesn't like to be ministered to?
我们有没有人不喜欢受服侍，什么事都舒舒服服？
But to minister and to give is the reason the Lord Jesus came.
但是主来的目的，他不是要受人的服侍，他乃是要服侍人。
And so we're trying to clarify.
所以我盼望在这里能够清楚地看见。
And adjust.
而且能够得着一个调整。
And I am sure this morning that God is doing that in our lives.
我相信今天早晨主要这样来对付我们的生命。
This is why we go through difficult things.
这也就是为什么我们常常会经过困难。
Lord, I can't love that fellow anymore.
啊，我再也不能爱那个人了。
After all I've done for him,
给他做了这么多。
He says, but I can love him through you.
但是主说，我可以在你里面来爱这个人。
And I say, Lord, I hope I learn this lesson quickly.
我说, 主啊, 我盼望快一点学会这个功课。
Because I don't want to have to learn it again and again and again.
我盼望不要一再的学这个功课, 学不会。
Aren't you glad he loves us too much to leave us the way we are?
你会不会觉得主爱我们爱得太多了, 就让我们还老, 维持这个老样子?
All of us not only want to get to heaven, but we want to participate in the kingdom with him.
我盼望我们不只是想要上天堂, 而我们真有一个心能够在他的国度里面和他一同掌权。
Jesus said to them, in the Gentile world, people learn to climb the ladder to go up.
主说在外邦人的世界中, 人都要爬在别人的头上往上爬。
That's the way of the Gentiles.
这是世人的做法。
But I think he says, in my kingdom, you don't go up, you go down.
但是主说在我的国度里你不是往上爬, 而是你要不断地谦卑自己。
How far down, Lord?
主啊, 我要谦卑到什么程度呢?
Cheer up, son, you've just started.
哦,你刚刚还早呢, 你刚刚才开始, 还不够。
Father, this morning, we bring these precious hearts to you.
亲爱的父亲, 阿巴父, 天父, 我们早晨把许多宝贵的一颗一颗的心带到你的面前。
Even as you've exposed the rich young ruler and Peter and James and John.
正好像你暴露了这一个年轻富有的官和彼得和雅各约翰他们的内心的动机一样。
Help us to give thanks this morning.
让我们早晨对你有一个感恩。
You love us too much to leave us the way we are.
你爱我们, 你太爱我们, 你不会让我们一直老旧不变。
If there is a cup that we need to drink, a cup of suffering.
主啊, 若是有一些苦杯, 你要我们喝。
If there is a baptism of participation in your death that we need.
若是有一种的死的受的敬, 你要我们一同受。
Let us embrace it.
主啊, 让我们欢迎地接受它。
This is your way of healing in our lives.
这是你的道路来对付改进改变我们的生命。
And Father, I pray you'll encourage some this morning.
哦,阿巴父啊, 求你鼓励我们在座的。
They have been going through things.
有的人经历了好多的苦难。
Help them to recognize.
主啊, 让他们认识一件事。
The right fear and the wrong fear.
知道什么是该惧怕, 而有的是什么是对的对你的敬畏。
The settled hope that you can give.
是你所给我们一定永定的那个盼望。
The divine love you shed abroad in our hearts.
也是你所在我们心中所浇灌神的爱。
We thank you.
谢谢主。
As our heads are bowed.
当我们头低下来的时候。
This quiet moment, would you say, yes, Lord, all the way with you.
在这一个安静的时刻, 让我们对主说, 我要跟从你到底。
We will give you the praise, for we ask it in Jesus' name.
当我们奉主耶稣基督名祷告的时候，把一切的赞美都归给你。 Amen.